Welcome to Fart Talk with Dana
and Lex.
What? Why are you crying, Lex? Why?
Because you're leaving me.
I know, but it'll be okay. Oh, man, if I had a fart in my gut right now, I would let that out just for you. Hi, guys. Welcome to Fart Talk. I'm Dana.
And I'm Lex.
Lex is crying because tonight is my final fart. This is my final episode of Fart Talk. Lex is going to continue without me, and she has a lot of awesome things planned, but my farts are taking me into the sky of fart opportunities, and I gotta fly my fart and fly on the wings of my fart.
Dana is actually going to marry her fart and leave me in the dust because I'm the other woman.
Hey, but listen, you know how many other women have succeeded and done amazing things in their lives because of that? Like, oh shit, like, I mean, whoa, you know, I'm looking at an upside down picture of Cher right now, if that tells you where my mind is going at the moment. But you are not the other woman, you are the woman. You are my favorite fart.
Oh, thank you. I'm your favorite side bitch. That's totally cool. Welcome to Fart Talk, you guys. My name is Lex, and this is Dana, and it's her last show. And Lunch Meat says, forever, Dana? Maybe you'll pop back in once in a while. I don't know, Dana, will you?
I'll definitely pop back in, Lunch Meat. This is not the end of my friendship with the fart, my relationship with the fart, so I'll be back.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, Dana, you know, I feel like we should just get this started early because this is going to be your last fart vocabulary lesson. And I picked a very special fart phrase for you today.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, man. I can't wait to hear this. Give it to me. Give me that fart, baby.
Death breeze.
Death breeze. Oh my God. I wake up to a death breeze every morning whenever I turn around and see myself in the mirror.
Already on the money.
Ooh, death breeze. Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
So, Dana, tell me. Last week you were gone. I was gone. What were your farts like?
Okay, so my farts started off last week pretty non-existent as usual. Throughout this entire time, I haven't learned a single thing about myself. No, I have continued eating fast food, sadly, and fast food has taken the farts away from me. It has separated my soul from my body, and so I haven't had many good farts this week, and I'm very disappointed in myself and my fart journey.
You know, I actually farted quite a bit last week. I was in Los Angeles and I don't know, maybe the smog was getting to me.
Ooh, smoggy farts. Ooh, yeah. That I was wondering why there were clouds behind my house the other day. I think that was you, Lex.
Yes, it was. And it was my death breeze. But, you know, I tried to maintain a healthy diet while I was traveling because usually, like, I get really constipated when I travel because my body's under so much stress. So I'm, like, constipated for a couple days or the whole time I'm gone. But I was only constipated for, like, the first day. And then I had some good poops. I ate a lot of cherries. And my friend was with me and she, you know, that was our first time like doing a really long trip together. And she was like, man, you are one dirty bitch because I could not stop farting. I did catch a couple on video. And yes, those are available on the Patreon page.
Oh, yeah. Go to the Patreon. Go experience and pay for Lex's farts. Listen, the bitch has got to make some money to feel the fuel that death breeze coming out and in and around her body. Okay, Lex, what do you attribute your great farts on vacation to? Like, was it your diets? Was it your... Oh, Jordan says, I wish you well, Miss Dana. Thank you so much, Jordan. But yeah, Lex, your farts. Tell me more about what caused.
Well, I was eating a lot of fruits. Tuesday night we made vegetarian tacos. We used that impossible ground meat, the plant-based meat, and then we did use real cheese and some avocados and some salsa, and I think a combination of the cheese and the plant-based meat definitely made me pretty gassy, lots of fibrous gas.
Were you staying in a hotel or at a friend's house?
No, we were staying at an Airbnb. So we had the whole place to ourselves.
Now, did your friends feel comfortable farting around you? What were their farts like?
My friend has not farted around me yet, but she is well aware that I'm a farter. She's in support of the Fart Talk movement. But she has, I'm pretty sure she hasn't farted around me. Not that I can recall. She's more girly than me. She's a little bit more put together.
Okay. So I'm wondering, cause I have some friends who will, and this is actually a great idea, who will fart like while we're out in public, like getting drinks and looking sexy, they'll fart and then they'll sniff it up. Just to get all the fart smell away from everyone. Yeah, they inhale it, and I help them with it. I'm like, oh, here, I'll come and I'll check your skirt, and then that gets rid of the fart. I'm just saying.
Facebook user says hi everyone with two poop emojis. I'm about to take two poops later, so that is relevant.
Oh, that's so healthy too. Two poops. I've been thriving on one poop a day for the past few days, but I'm thinking I would love a 3 to 4 shit session, because god damn, that's like my time alone with my thoughts.
But you're pooping once a day right now?
I think I'm pooping a once and a half. One in the toilet and one in my mind.
One in your mind.
Yeah. But that's good. Did you say that's good or is that bad?
No, it's good. I mean, if you're pooping every day, that means that your system is regular. If you're doing 2-3 times a day, that's like really, really good. But if you're going at least once a day, that's pretty good.
Oh, okay, good. Does it matter if it's like, you know, like the shape of it? Like if it comes out like half alive, like what does that mean?
You know what I'll do, Dana, since it is your birthday coming up on Friday.
Oh yeah, baby.
And because it's your last show, I'm going to send you a parting gift. And it's going to be the Poop Bible.
The Poop Bible. That is exactly what I need while I am thinking about what I am doing as I am on the toilet. Oh my god, I'm so excited, Lex.
Yeah, or the poop chart, one or the other, but it pretty much tells you what it means when your poop looks a certain way, smells a different way, has a certain color, it's a certain consistency, thickness, hardness, etc.
Does it tell you? Educational. Does it tell you what to do if your poop starts talking to you?
I'm not sure, but if your poop starts talking to you, I would probably say get back on your psych meds and maybe ease off the mushrooms a little bit.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to call the police just to let them know. Yo, my shit is yelling at me from the kitchen. Anyway. Okay, you know what? As I say goodbye, but not goodbye forever, the reason we started the reason we realized we had like chemistry as friends, but also chemistry as improvisers or comedians is when we did your Life Coaching Comedians podcast, where it was just you and me. And then when we did the live show, cause it was, Lex's show, she hosts the show as a life coach. And then you can, I mean, and Lex's show, that is fucking amazing. Anyway, we improvised with each other. We made stuff up in a scene and we were so fucking good. Yeah, like we just had it like, yeah. And that's, I love that.
I honestly, our episode that we did together one-on-one was honestly one of my favorite episodes. And I had gotten a lot of our local comedian friends saying that that was probably the best episode too.
Oh,
I think I even featured it on my LinkedIn page.
No way.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh my God. I've never been on LinkedIn. I tried to spy on people there, but I heard that they can see if you
Dana,
do.
Dana, I'm telling you this as a friend. LinkedIn is not a place for you.
Tell me why.
It's just not. Even I feel out of place there. So if you go on there, you might check yourself into the psych ward. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I've been looking for a reason. So if you see me on LinkedIn later, it's just for fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Lunch Meat asks, Dana, do you have a flip phone? Yeah, I do have a flip phone. This is I carry this with me everywhere in case I need to text my grandma.
Honestly, I've been thinking about getting my daughter a flip phone because I feel like a smartphone for an 11-year-old is just too much responsibility for me to monitor. And for her, she just has too much access at her fingertips. And so I think the flip phones should make a comeback.
I agree. And that is a great idea for your daughter, as long as she has something where she can record her farts. Because I know you guys are a farty family. And I think, you know, I wish I would have started early. I guess I started recording farts early on in life, but that's neither here nor there.
Going back to Lunch Meat's comment earlier regarding my farts, having lots of farts in LA, he says it's the different water from city to city that makes your stomach get the poops. I actually don't drink LA water.
Really?
A lot of water. Yeah, no, terrible. I mean, where we were at, we were kind of up in the canyon, so it might have been safer, but it's still like it's still city water, so no. Slow your roll. What up, girl?
Yeah.
This is in reference to the poop Bible. Sounds like a healthy bathroom companion, and it's true. The first time I actually saw a poop Bible and a poop chart, two different occasions, they were in someone's bathroom that was passionate about bowel movements and farts.
Oh, that's the best kind of bathroom, because you need that support while you're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, emotional support, you know.
Yes.
And Slayer Roll said, in reference to our life coaching comedians episode, I remember that episode, LOL, Dana didn't know how to pet a cat.
I still don't.
Yeah. She doesn't pet any of my cats very well, all three of them.
Oh, yeah. You know, but I've been trying. I just, as soon as I get there, I hear them singing love songs in my ear and I have to back away.
All right. So since it's Dana's last episode, anyone that's out there, if you have questions, now is the time. So go ahead and get in the comments. We were going to have a guest today, but I'm assuming he's not going to show up. Daddy Goods from Sidefront Chronicles. Everyone go check out Sidefront Chronicles on YouTube and IG. Daddy Goods desperately wanted to be here for Dana's last episode. Honestly, Daddy Goods loves Dana way more than he loves me, and that's totally okay. I love Dana more than I love myself also, so I totally get it. But he has COVID, and so he wasn't sure how he'd be feeling today. And his co-host Estella is laughing at him because apparently he was talking all kinds of shit about COVID on the
podcast. Oh no. Oh, daddy. Got daddy Goods. I hope he gets better soon. And we definitely miss you, Daddy Goods, and you're awesome. But I wonder if you got COVID from someone's fart. I remember, is he much of a farter, like a public farter farts in front of his ladies and kids?
If I can remember from when we were on their podcast, I think his wife has never farted in front of him.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's he got it from a silent but epidemic fart. That could be where it's coming from.
Well, if you have the Delta variant and you fart, would that be considered a death breeze? Yay! I don't know.
I think so, Lex. And everyone, you need to watch out for those public farts because, you know, you might, when you're least suspecting it, someone will come up behind you and with a barrage of death breeze bullets.
Yay! Wouldn't that be amazing if you could actually fart bullets?
Don't give the government any ideas, Lex. That would be pretty dope. Like, where you just like push a button on your arm and then boop, 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 and you start twerking. Boop, boop, boop.
That would be terrific. Oh my gosh. You know what? I just had an awesome idea while we're talking. I want to pull up my Instagram because someone had sent me some pretty awesome videos that I would like to share if I can get logged in.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm excited for fart videos. I'm excited for fart titty-os. I'm excited for fart titty-os.
Sounds like a 90s song.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I love that shit, man.
Fingers crossed for some farts during Dana's last episode will be a perfect tribute. LOL, says Forza Frankie.
Oh, hold on. Oh,
the pressure.
I don't, there is not a hint of air in my butt right now. I wish I could give you guys a good fart. I'm trying to look around me, see what I can use. Nail polish? No. Empty water bottle? I don't know. Maybe. Oh, I've got some spray. You know what? I'll be right back.
Okay. I don't know where she going. Where is she going?
I'm staying. What about you, Lex? What were your farts like? Okay, you had good cherry farts this past week.
Yeah, cherry farts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit, I had a question for you, and I realized we already talked about that. What were your farts like when you were Is that what you call a death breeze fart? That was just, I just had a whiss attack. That was a whiss attack.
Lunch Meat says, since it's Dana's last episode, can you guys watch the trailer to Thunderpants movie? It would mean the world to me. I will see if I can pull that up, Lunch Meat. That is a reasonable request.
Thunderpants the movie. Oh, wait a second. What kind of porn is this? And why haven't I heard of this yet?
Okay, let me see if I can search this. Thunderpants, the trailer.
Oh, maybe this will give me some
trailer. This movie came out in 2002. Is that correct?
2002.
Okay, hold on. I found it. If this is it. Ooh, hold on one second. Advertise. Did you hear that?
That clickety clackety sound?
Huh?
Me?
You didn't hear that, did you?
I heard a bunch of stuff, but I don't know if it was coming from you.
I think it was coming from me. All right. Let me cue this up. All right, real quick before we watch this. Oh, Mama Faya is in the house. Hey, biddies. Cherry Farms? What?
Hey, Mama Faya. Ooh, cherry farms sound fun and freaky.
Do they?
Yeah, I want to get my fart. Oh, I want to get my farts read by Mama Faya in a cherry farm, but like at night when there's like wolves and stuff outside, that'd be awesome.
All right. You guys ready?
Oops.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me.
Oh, that was me.
What did you do?
I was trying to change our screen and I don't know where it
went. There you go.
Sorry. Oh no.
I got it. I'll fix it. Oh wait, no, I didn't want to do that. No. Technical difficulties.
Be right back. I'm gonna go create my LinkedIn account.
Don't do it, Dana. Don't do it.
Oh no way.
Don't do the LinkedIn account.
Oh, I will not. Okay, there. Yay.
Is that better? Okay.
I'm not touching the thing.
Here we go.
Thunderpants trailer. Are we going to see a video of this guy's dick?
I'm all for it. You have lost communication with the rocket.
Ooh. Houston has a problem.
Expansion chambers primed for inbox.
Mission control has lost control.
What's the chances of this happening?
We're bomb out of ideas. We're in trouble. We need a miracle.
Oh, all right then. The United States Space Center are on a constant search throughout the world.
It's a bunch of
ships. That's why they came and found me. And that's why they found you, too.
From the director of the
Smash, thank you, Mr. President,
comes an adventure that will blow you away.
Literally. Hot dog!
Starring Rupert Grint from Harry Potter.
You're going to be a spaceman.
And introducing Bruce Cook as Patrick Smash.
We are Patrick and Owen, the team.
Get ready to reach for the stars.
Ooh, this is terrifying.
Best friends take one giant leap.
We have
Thunderpants.
Genius.
Oh my goodness, Lex, I want to see this movie. It's like Richie Rich in Great Britain, and all the kids are 10 times smarter.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It is like Richie Rich in Great Britain.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of, like a documentary style, like Zapruder film. You know what that is? The John F. Kennedy stuff. It kind of reminded me of that. That movie looks awesome.
Lunchmeat said they cut out all the fart sounds. Oh, they did, huh?
Oh, in Thunderpants?
I guess so. I don't know. I've never seen the movie before, but now I want to watch it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it takes a lot of farts to get you to outer space. So that is a great, that movie is probably a really good like morning motivation movie. Watch Thunderpants when you wake up and need to go like before you go on a jog or something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh! Oh, what did that taste like, Lex?
Tea.
Sounds yummy.
Tasted like tea. I had tea what earlier. Tea? Green tea.
Okay. Okay. I like a good green tea and a tea bag.
I like tea bags too.
It's my morning breakfast.
So, Dana, tell us. What are you going to be doing with all your free time now that you're not going to be talking about farts with me all the time?
Well, I'm still going to be pushing out dead farts every day. Death breezes.
Yay!
And I'm getting into a lot of like self-care, like working on myself as a human being. Becoming the woman I am meant to be. So I'm reading a lot. I'm doing more shows, drawing more, learning how to pet cats.
Yes.
Oh, man. And I will still be around. I'm going to watch the show. And I'm getting old. I need to take care of myself.
I understand. I know you're a little bit older than me, but
I've got gray. My farts are gray. Your farts are full of hope.
I don't know about that. My farts are slowly losing hope. However, you know, I'm dating someone that likes my farts. So
what?
Yeah.
Who tell us about this person? Is it a person? And tell us about what are their farts like? Or do you want to save that for?
Is it a person? Yes, it's a person.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a person. Although Peter does like my farts too. Peter,
my cat right here.
Yeah, he loves my farts.
Well, I'm excited for you and your person to experience your farts, because your farts are a force of nature. Your farts, you and your farts motivate me and inspire me, like, to just be, read books and level up and get healthy and, you know, not go to all those naughty sites anymore.
Ooh, do you happen to, would you like to list any names of those naughty sites, Dana?
Yeah, fartsandpower.org, necessaryfartsforyou.com, an app that lets you send farts to your worst enemy, and then fartsrus.ifart. Whew! Yeah, I can't believe I just said that out loud.
Oh, Twan. Here goes Twan. I mean, Lunch Meat says, is it Twan? No, it's not Twan. Twan and I are not dating.
Oh, I miss Twan.
I miss Twan too.
Yeah, Twan is dating the earth. Twan is with the earth. He is out there with the aliens. He is letting creatures we haven't even discovered yet experience his fart. So he is in a good people. People are lucky to be around Twan.
Yeah, they really are. D. Jordan, what's up? He said, I heard that burp. 10 out of 10. That is very generous of you, because I would have gave that burp maybe a 3. So I really appreciate that.
I would give that burp a 5. I mean, it lacked any like taste or or crunch, but it was still pretty powerful.
Yeah, Peter seemed to like it because he's putting his face closer to mine.
Oh, Peter. Wait, what are the, you were going to show me some videos from Instagram? I'm like, oh, Peter.
I can't find it now. I can't find it now. It was on TikTok. I think I sent it to you.
Oh, was it of that chick farting pasta out of her butt?
No, it wasn't that, but let me see if I don't think I'm able to do it from no, I can't do it here. Yeah, I can't find it. I'm terrible.
You're not terrible. Here, while you're looking for that, I'll play you a fart. No, not going to do a 4th one. That's a classic and oldie of mine. That was from
a while ago. So robust.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to put that on my resume.
Yeah, you really should.
Yeah, thank you. But really, those farts are for you. And for all of you.
Can you pull up TikTok on a browser?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
I'm going to try. The only reason why. Okay. So this is the thing though. I have like really bad password fatigue. And you know, when you put an app on your phone, it like remembers your password. So then I like don't. So then when I try to log on to something new, I don't know the password. And then I'm like, then I have to reset my password and then I forget it again. It's like this whole problem. It's really bad.
Have you tried using the words fart, 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 and Dr. Pepper as your password?
No, because then everyone would guess it.
Yeah, that's true. Password fatigue. I've never heard of that, but that is something I feel whenever I am outside hiking in the heat and someone asks me for a code word and I'm like, I'm too tired for this.
Okay. I think I got it figured out though. Hold on. There's a way. Open the TikTok app on your mobile device and tap discover and then tap this and then scan the code QR code. And now it should open it up on my desktop. Okay. Ooh, look at that. We're doing things. We're doing things. Okay. Now I'm going to go to my messages because it was something that Tara actually sent us.
D. Jordan, or did we already read that? Lunch Meat says, you could tell he had a big crush on you. I think he is talking about all men in the world with you, Lex. That is what Lunch Meat is talking about. Jordan says, nice one, Dana. Nice. I got two of them, though. What are you talking about?
Right.
Slow Your Roll says, I do the same thing with passwords. It's so annoying and 100% my own fault. Yeah, I get you, Slow Your Roll. I wish we could use fart, like real farts as passwords. Like just blow ass into your iPhone X10V and then it lets you in. It gets you like a free coupon to Dairy Queen or something.
Ooh, did you know that I used to work at Dairy Queen?
No. Was it in town and over here? Or
no, it was when I worked when I lived in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was that like? And did you fart in the ice cream?
I didn't fart in the ice cream, but I definitely ate a lot of ice cream and farted because I'm lactose intolerant. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I bet everyone there was lactose intolerant. That's probably why the ice cream tastes so good.
Yeah, but it was my first job, so like I don't know if anyone else has ever gone through this when you start a new job, but like you just dream, you start to dream about your job.
Have you ever done yes.
That? Yeah. I haven't done that in a long time, but I just remember, like I still remember some of the dreams and nightmares I had when I started working at Dairy Queen, like the machine not working properly and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, did you ever dream that you farted into one of the machines accidentally in the middle of the night and then woke your boss up by serving her some of that ice cream?
No, I had a male boss.
But yeah. Did you ever dream about sticking him in the ice cream machine?
No, he was pretty cool.
Oh, wait, I'm just talking from personal experience. Slow Your Roll says, like facial recognition, but fart recognition. Yeah, that's the dream, and I hope that is what politicians are currently working on for our country and beyond.
Yeah, I would love that. I have no idea where this video went. I'm just, like, searching endlessly for it. Now I'm mad I can't find it.
Can you search for TikTok or Fart Talk or Death Breeze Farts?
Yay! Yay! Ba-bum. Yay!
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah. We like, you know what? Oh,
wait, I found it. Hold on.
Yes! Yes!
Okay, hold on.
Lunch Meat says, Dairy Fart Queen. Oh, yeah. That was my nickname in high school.
Okay, I found it. Hold on. It's because it wasn't a message. It was a mention. All right. Got it. Now, Tara sent this to us and said that this should be us.
Hey, back.
That's me.
A yellow fart.
So cute. I hate you.
Oh my God. I love how they make the butt cheeks like vibrate.
Yes. Like they give themselves cellulite right before they fart. Oh, that looks like something you could do. A bending over backwards fart.
Hey, back. Aw, you sound cute. I hate you.
Love it.
I would never say I hate you over a fart.
I think the little fart person is me because my farts are always like.
Your farts are so dainty and they're like a beautiful like 60s love song or like a doo-wop song. And they're so sweet. And that was totally you. And because your farts... I think both of our farts are one of our love languages.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
What What would a fart fall into the love language of an act of service, or would it be an affirmation?
Is gifting an act of service?
Gifting is gifting.
Gifting.
Yeah. So yeah, it'd be a gift.
Yeah. Gifting. Yeah. But you know, someone like acts of service. If your lover or your friend, you know, breaks down on the freeway, are you going to send them a fart? Yes.
Yeah, totally.
And that's an act of service.
Mama Faya says words of affirmation. I think it could be words of affirmation and a gift.
Yeah, it is all of the above and packaged up in a sexy
death breeze.
I was about to fall off a mental cliff. I saved you.
Zach Zenical, welcome. He says, I'm here from the Twitter article. I'm not sure which Twitter article you're talking about, but we're glad that you're here. Welcome.
Yeah, the Twitter article. I'm going to go check, and it's probably going to tell us we owe $500 for being so sexy and so farty.
And if it's your first time here, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you never miss a fart. And if you like to fart, smash that like button.
Yeah. If you have a fart coming out of your body and out of your soul, let us know. Tell us all about those farts and what caused it and what led up to that exciting moment. Oh, God. I wish I had some farts for you.
So back to the topic at hand, we are discussing when you fart for someone, what love language is that? Mama Fire said words of affirmation. It's a sound. So I totally think it's words of affirmation. However, the smell is a thing. So yeah, that could be a thing as well.
And it's kind of like you're cooking for your loved one. Is that a gift or service?
Maybe. Oh, look who's here. Twan's in the building. He says, breathe in, breathe out.
I love you guys. Love you, Lex. Love you, Twan. I wish I had some farts with you. I'm sending you a fart IOU. So check your nose hairs in the morning and let me know what you think.
I definitely will. Well, Dana.
Well,
so hard to say goodbye.
Lex. Hold on. Let me call my manager at LinkedIn and see if he got my email. My manager at LinkedIn, what does he do?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I know I'm going to see you. I mean, I know I'm going to see you, but it's just like, it's not going to be the same. But, Lunchmeat says, we love you, Dana. And that is so true. I did find, I'm not going to say replacement because you cannot be replaced.
Aww.
But I did find a co-host that is happy to step in, and we'll be announcing that later this week. And Dana approved it. I think you guys will love this person as well, too. They are a friend of the fart. They've been on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they both have curly, dark hair.
Oh, shit. Oh, you better be careful. You better watch out, Lex. Yeah, Lex's new co-host is awesome, and I'm excited for you guys to find out. Wait, hold on a second. I hear dogs farting in my hallway right now. Shit. Lunchmeat says what? I didn't even get my tryout.
Lunchmeat, we invited you to come onto the show a while ago, and you never emailed me back. So, I mean, come on, bro. We would still love to have you be a guest on the show. For those of you that don't know who Lunchmeat is, he is our house troll.
That's what I said about Lunchmeat.
But D. Jordan is right. It will not be the same without Dana. Last week's episode, I did it with Lisa Poteet, one of my comedian friends from LA, and it was fun, but I was like, man, because, you know, I've reached out to the fans. I put a poll in the group chat on Facebook. I put a poll on Patreon, and most people were saying, you know, just continue the show yourself. And I was like, all right, I'll give it a go. And it just wasn't the same. Even that one time when I did an episode by myself.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't feel right. Like, I already have a show that I do alone.
Yeah.
Even though I'm in character. And so I just like, this show's more fun to have, you know, a farty friend to join in with.
Oh.
So it will not be the same without you.
And I've had so much fun doing this with you when it was just the two of us. And then when Twan joined the show, it was so fun. And because I remember you asked me, you're like, I think you said, hey, you want to do a project with me or something like that. Like, I have an idea for a project. And then we just, and this was after your Life Coaching Comedians live show. And then we just we started reading articles about farts.
Yeah.
That was so fun. And we had our first guests. We had Tara. We had
Amber Webster.
Yeah, we had Daniel. Oh my God. Yeah. And you fed them dip. You fed them really good dip and tacos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But look what we've built since then. And you've had so much to do with this. You inspire me to be organized and plan things out in advance, which is like 5 minutes for me, but it's like, you are like, you're the shit. You're the poo. You're the big ass fart. And
no, you are.
Oh, I thank you.
You're the diarrhea, D.
Oh, thank you. You're the oops. I just went to Brown Town in my pants.
Oh my God. You just gave me an idea for a new fart parody song.
Oh shit. What? Message me. Tell me what it is or just say it.
Oops. I tooted again.
Oops. I
tooted again.
I toot in your heart. I toot in your game room. Oh, baby. Oops.
D. Jordan says, I'm sad now. Don't be sad. And Twan says, hey, D. Jordan, you could pay for some fart videos and no longer be sad. Hit that Venmo.
Oh, yeah. Bow, 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 bow. Venmo was Dana Wisson, Lexus Chardet. We're women on the move, women making farts.
Women. And honestly, you guys, you know, if you want to, don't even Venmo me. Venmo Dana. It's her birthday on Friday.
Oh, thank you, Lex. Thank you, guys. I'm going to be 22 years old. That means Lex is close to the limit. She is a young lady.
Yeah, but don't forget to send Dana some love on Friday because it's her birthday. And, you know, we love her. We're going to miss her. But we'll be back next week with our new co-host. And
oh, shit.
We're also having Amanda Zeller join us. She was supposed to join us a little while ago, but she has, she calls her farts a chef's kiss.
So. Ooh, chef's kiss. And I wonder if her farts come out purple like her awesome, or magenta like her magenta pants. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. And maybe we'll find out if she, you know, farts live for us.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Yeah. Mama Faya said, I knew she had to be a fire sign. Leo's rule.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I was reading about Leos the other day, and I read that they like to be crazy and set things on fire. And that's definitely true to form.
Are you a pyromaniac? Is that what it's called? Pyromaniac?
Yeah, just every time I walk by a piece of paper, I'm like, poof.
Well,
thank you guys so much.
And yes, thank you, D. Jordan. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show this far. And Dana, we'll miss you. Please keep supporting the show. I'm still going to try to entertain you guys the best that I can. And I hope to have Dana come back as a guest. She'll still be doing the artwork for the show. All the artwork is Dana's artwork. She's an amazing animator and artist. So if you ever want a character drawn or anything like that, hit up Dana on IG. She does commission work. That would be an awesome way that you can continue to support her as she, you know, does her thing and continues to be a badass.
Oh, thank you so much, Mamafia Tarot. And thank you guys so much. If you want to follow us, follow Lex on Instagram because she's going to continue the show. She also has life coaching comedians. She is an amazing person, amazing improviser, amazing lady in the farts. She's everything. And so you're Lexis Chardet on Instagram as well?
I'm Lexis Chardet on pretty much everything.
You're Lexis Chardet all over the world and in my heart.
Or some people like to call me Lexis Shard.
Lexis Shard. Chartier. Yeah, I wonder if, can you change the pronunciation of a name on a birth certificate? Like, maybe just if you fart on your birth certificate, that means people have to start calling you Chartier. Mamafia, we love your farts and arts. Thank you. So proud of you per person. Persevering here on the tube. Oh man, you guys, and Lex is so good at YouTube and she's built this channel up so much. And I'm excited to see where you go with this, Lex. And I'm going to join you in the chats and hopefully fart. If I have a fart, I'll let you know. Cause it's a rare occasion.
Send me fart videos from time to time.
Oh, I will. I'll send a
preferably wet shower farts. Those are my favorite.
Oh, okay. I will take note.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I will see you next time.
Bye.